Drive with Robin Roz. Weekdays 4 to 7. Jacaranda FM.
Elke Woensdag wil ons van jou hoor. And everybody knows what everybody from a suburb knows. And today we want to know more about Melville. Joe, what do you know about Melville?
Okay, can I give you
that laugh?
Firstly, if you're standing on 7th Street in Melville, don't hold your phone out, as a couple of people will attest to, because your phone will get jacked. But the one thing I know about Melville is they've got the best cocktails at 6 on 7th. If you have an excitable between 5 and 7, then you get one free, and then your night has started.
That's when the trouble starts. Can I tell you something cute about Melville?
Mm?
That is where Chris and I met. We met in Melville.
Okay.
Yeah, we met at a bar called Statement, and then spent the rest of the evening at a club called O-Bar that was on the corner there on 4th and Main.
Oh, yes, I remember the one on that other
yes.
side. Okay,
yeah. Yes, and I used to jaw in Melville all the time. Again, for Melville, goed, hoor.
Well, what is your favorite place in Melville? Like, I mean, also tells us how long ago this was.
So 6 was, because we knew the owner, so 6 was definitely a place we would go to, especially for that 2-for-1 special. En dan Rats, oorkant, was ook baie lekker. En daar was 'n klein restaurant, The Ant.
Yeah, The Ant, yeah.
Where they really used to have beautiful food there. So it was a tight in Melville to alles nog daar was.
I remember a place called Mezzaluna, and it wasn't too far away from Ant there.
Yes.
And then there was even like a grill house in Melville as well. Yeah. When I was feeling fancy, I'd be like, I'd go and have a sirloin steak in my 20s. I thought I knew things.
So we want to know if you know things about Melville. Everybody from Melville knows. 084-850-0942. That's the WhatsApp line. We also can hear from you on our Facebook page, The Drive with Robin Roz, Jacaranda FM. And let us know, like, what are the hidden gems? We've had quite a few nice things come through, but we would like to know from you. What are the hidden gems in Melville? Everybody from Melville knows. If someone moved in next door to you today, what are some of the things that you would tell them about? We are talking about everybody from Melville knows, and we are getting so many cool messages in. Anton sê, is Cool Runnings nog in Melville? Was lang terug daar saam met my broer. Het so lekker gekuier. Ek soek my broer nou nog. So, ja, Anton, ons het allemaal van die aande in Melville gehad. 1 of 2. Mm. So, jy is heeltemal reg om vir ons die boodskap te stuur. We want to know, what does everybody from Melville know?
So I'm not from Melville, but I seem to be in Melville all the time. I do club hopping in Melville weekends, hubby and I. It was and is still our all-time favorite when we dated. We used to always hang out in Melville. And we're married now and we still go to Melville.
Definitief agterplaas B&B toe gaan. Hulle het die lekkerste kos daar. Jy kan ontbyt eet, jy kan middagete daar gaan eet. Jy kan daar oorslaap as jy wil. Dit is regtig awesome vir my.
Okay. Corneille het vir ons hierdie gestuur en ek ken die plek baie goed.
Hallo Rosanne en span. Jong Melville het altyd 'n heerlike tuisnywer het gehad, koriander. Hy was al die jare daar in die hoofstraat. Yes, ons het baie saterdag daar toe gery vir vars pastye vir die naweek en lekker koeke. Dis wat ek onthou van Melville.
Ja, nee, koriander, as dit nog daar is, as ons môre soontoe gaan, gaan ons koriander toe. Ek love a tuisnywerheid. Like, I cannot stay away from a tuisnywerheid. Wayne is shaking his head because there's so much to buy koriander. Then Kenole sends us this.
Goeiemiddag mense, Melville. I remember
syllables.
I used to go there
Mel
2000 Bell. And should I reveal the years?
Yes.
But it was in the 2000, early 2000, and we used to go to Cat's Pyjama.
Ooh.
I remember there was a ritual where they would break plates. I can't remember what was happening, but that was our hangout spot. Friday, Saturday. Actually, I think we started from
Sunday.
Thursday.
Oh,
but good memories.
Yo,
I still miss Melville week. Right now.
Yo, week. Luister, een van Melville se bekendste inwoners is op die lyn. Dit is Werner Versace. Hy bly op Seemdelaan. Welkom by The Drive with Robin Ross, Werner.
Hey, hallo Rosie, hoe gaan jou? So jammer, my lyfie is dan nie by my nie, maar ek dink sy is so graag met julle wou gepraat het.
Ag, dankie Werner dat jy vir ons tyd maak. Guys, it is on the line. Zak Hendricks, who played Werner Versace in Seemdelaan. Want Seemdelaan was natuurlik gebaseer op Seemdelaan in Melville. So, het jy vir ons bietjie tips daar van op die koffie?
Well, ek wil net gesê, as jy, jy weet, honger is en jy wil gaan een snack gryp, jy weet, gaan gaan op die koffie toe, kryf jy een lekker roosterkoekie en een warm koppie koffie, and you're good to go, you know?
Wie was die eienaar nou weer, Zander?
Die oorspronkelijke idee, maar die op die einde van die dag was het wendel gekies.
Okay, daar was heel wat wenteling wat gebeur het en toe is dit nou nie meer syne nie. Maar Zak, in jou regte lewe, het jy ooit tyd in Melville spandeer? And can you tell us about some of the cool places that you've been in Melville?
So weird, because I just heard somebody speaking about cat's pajamas and I remember as a student, I would drive through for Pretoria.
Yeah.
At Shai Shai in the main road, and then you would go to Cat's Pajamas afterwards because they were 24 hours.
Exactly.
And like, I really had a great, great like memory of Melville when I was younger. Maar ek gaan nog steeds soon toe. Shai Shai is nog steeds een van my gunsteling plekke. Ek geëet nog steeds pizza daar. Broer bly in derde straat.
Dis ongelooflik, Zak. Baie dankie. Ons moet bietjie gaan uitcheck wat daar by Shai Shai gebeur. Ons gaan môre soon toe. Dankie.
Gaan kry jy 'n pizza anders op die koffie, roosterkoek, né? Yes.
Dis Zak Hendricks, voormalig van Seemdelaan en nou in die nuwe ETV storie Kelders van Geheime. We're talking about everybody from Melville knows. We've been to so many places with Everybody Knows. We've been to Irene Farm in Centurion, went and had burgers at Uncle Harry's in Randfontein, checked out the Comic Warehouse in Bedford View. Ek was verlede week in Hazelwood. So we want to just continue this trend of exploring the places that you want us to come to. So ons het nog nooit rarig in hierdie Everybody Knows 'n mediese recommendation gekry nie. But we have got a message to say that De Necker Dentistry is the best dentist. Almal in Melville ken die tandarts. Dr. Rousseau is die beste. So if you're in Melville and wondering which dentist you need to go to, it is this one. Almal in Melville ken die tandarts. And then there's just been so many messages coming through of people that have just got the most amazing memories of places in Melville. Plekke wat daar is, plekke wat nie meer daar is nie, soos Hell's Kitchen. Ek het menige aand in Hell's Kitchen spandeer. En dit was baie lekker. And then, like, we got some really cool messages through as well about, kind of, like, die tuisnywerheid. Daai koriander plek is ongelooflik. So as hulle nog daar is, gaan ons beslis môre daar in pop by koriander. We want to know from you. Everybody from Melville knows.